21, the 1843 and 1850 charts. I have seen that the 1843 chart was directed by the hand of the Lord, and that it should not be altered, that the figures were as he wanted them, that his hand was over and hid a mistake in some of the figures, so that none could see it until his hand was removed. Early Writings, 74. James White on the 1843 chart. It was the united testimony of Second Advent lecturers and papers, when standing on the original faith, that the publication of the chart was a fulfillment of Habakkuk 2:2-3. If the chart was a subject of prophecy, and those who deny it leave the original faith, then it follows that B.C. 457 was the year from which to date the 2300 days. It was necessary that 1843 should be the first published time in order that the vision should tarry, or that there should be a tarrying time, in which the virgin band was to slumber and sleep on the great subject of time, just before they were to be aroused by the midnight cry. Second Advent Review and Sabbath Herald, Volume 1, Number 2, James White. After some discussion on the subject, it was voted unanimously to have 300 similar to this one lithographed, which was soon accomplished. They were called the 43 Charts. This was a very important conference. Autobiography of Joseph Bates, 263 More Light on the Pathway. In May, 1842, a general conference was convened in Boston, Massachusetts. At the opening of this meeting, Brethren Charles Fitch and Apollos Hale of Haverhill presented the pictorial prophecies of Daniel and John, which they had painted on cloth, with the prophetic numbers showing their fulfillment. Brother Fitch, in explaining from his chart before the conference, said, while examining these prophecies, he had thought if he could get out something of the kind as here presented, it would simplify the subject and make it easier for him to present to an audience. Here was more light in our pathway. These brethren had been doing what the Lord had shown Habakkuk in his vision 2,468 years before, saying, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. Habakkuk 2:2. Autobiography of Elder Joseph Bates, 263, all of one stamp. Now our history shows that there were hundreds teaching from the same chronological charts that William Miller was, all of one stamp. Then it was the oneness of the message all on one theme, the coming of the Lord Jesus at a certain time, 1844. Joseph Bates, Early SDA Pamphlet, 17. Nichols, 1850 chart. I saw that God was in the publishment of the chart by Brother Nichols. I saw that there was a prophecy of this chart in the Bible. And if this chart is designed for God's people, if it is sufficient for one, it is for another. And if one needed a new chart painted on a larger scale, all need it just as much. Manuscript Releases, Volume 13, 359.